With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. Time now for my monthly visit with Foundation of Arts Community Development Director Christy Pulliam. Christy, good to visit with you again.
It's great to be here, Marty.
It's getting to be that time of the year where school is wrapping up, the regular school year activities are ending, and the question for parents and grandparents is, what am I going to do to occupy my kids this summer? Well, Foundation of Arts, I know, has a lot of opportunities and options for children this summer.
For sure. I hope the first place they go is our website to try to find things for kids to do this summer, because, boy, do we have some great options. One thing we're offering new this year is it's a summer dance intensive, and it is going to focus on musical theater and performance aspects of dance. We'll talk through some tap and jazz. Of course, we'll hit ballet, even Pilates. There's just so much, and it is an all-day thing. It'll be for 2 weeks, and so we're really excited about that new kind of the new concept we're exploring. And I think a whole lot of kids are going to really enjoy that and delve deeper into that aspect of performance. Also, though, you know, our art classes, we just keep offering more and more and more, and because they're quite successful. And so even something like that in the mornings, and then sign them up in the afternoons for even a drama class or a tap class or whatever. And I'm sure you can find something that'll fit so that they end up maybe staying all day and bring a sack lunch.
Now, I know during the school year, your classes are basically you come and meet once a week. But in the summertime, it's usually a 5-day class or a 10-day class.
It is. We really structure our summers mainly because people are going out of town and they're on vacation for a week or two at a time. And they may miss classes if we offer them once a week. So we offer what we call them camps. Where they come every day for a week or every day for 2 weeks, and then the camp is over.
Now, for what ages do you offer camps?
Oh, goodness, all ages. All ages. We start at 3.
Wow.
And we go all the way up to 85. And all ages in between.
Now, in the summertime, though, are more classes geared toward children, or do you still have just as many for adults as you do for children in the summer?
We have about the same percentage, you know, as we do during the fall and spring. We have, of course, more classes for children. That's really a lot of our population, but we also have several classes for adults, too. You know, one thing that a lot of folks do is moms that are staying home with their kids through the summer, they will sign up for a painting class and send their child to a ballet class at the same time, you know, so that they're actually able to explore the artist in them as well while the dancer is just tapping her heart out or whatever.
Well, what assistance can the foundation provide for, again, parents or grandparents who maybe don't know exactly which class would be the best fit for their child? Maybe they don't know if they're more interested in art as opposed to drama or music as opposed to dance. What kind of tools and options does the foundation have for parents who want to get their children involved in the arts but aren't really sure where to plug them in?
Mm-hmm. Well, first thing I would say is if you're not really sure where to plug them in, the summer is the best time because they can dabble. You know, if they're not quite sure if they like painting, then let them dabble for the summer for a week and do a project. But, you know, maybe they'll come out of that knowing they want to go more intensely in the fall, and maybe they'll come out of that knowing that painting's not really for them long term. Same is true for ballet and dance. But also the tools we offer are online, of course. We have you can download the registration, the whole summer schedule, and it will have summaries of each class. So I would definitely start there and read those summaries, read what ages each class is directed toward, and you'll be able to kind of derive a lot from that. Then if you have more questions, call us, of course. We would love to talk with you about it and kind of help you brainstorm and help you kind of decide which class would be the best fit for the summer.
And beyond the summer classes, you're looking ahead to your next major stage production, which tickets go on sale later this month for The Titanic. Tell us about that.
Titanic the Musical. Tickets go on sale actually the 22nd. That's a Tuesday. That's generally the day our tickets go on sale every time they do. So Tuesday the 22nd, tickets for Titanic the Musical go on sale. I can guarantee that those tickets are going to go pretty fast. I tell you, where I work, I get to hear some fabulous voices, but I am not sure that we have cast an entire cast of men, especially with the kind of quality voices that I'm hearing in rehearsals. Really, Marty, I cannot describe accurately how awesome it is to hear all of those tenors, especially singing. You know, Titanic, the musical, the music is not easy. and it is very, it's quite challenging, and the folks up there right now are just attacking it with a vengeance, and it is the most fun thing to hear them work through that music with Dr. Neil Barty, your own Dr. Barty. Mm-hmm. He is our music director this year, and so it is just lots of fun. I'm very privileged to get to listen to it all the time.
Now, last month when we visited, we talked a little bit more about the specifics of Titanic the musical, but we do want to let people know that, obviously, yes, it is a musical, but mm-hmm. it doesn't follow the plot of the movie that people are familiar with.
You know, in fact, Titanic the musical came out before the movie came out. It is a whole different plot line. In fact, you know, a lot of the people who were involved in the first production of Titanic the musical on Broadway talked about how the focus, the main character, was the ship itself. And in many ways, the more I read through this script, the more I realize that they're probably right. Just the great irony of this ship, of all ships, going down, and all the different characters that led and decisions that led up to that is just really amazing. And since it's the 100th anniversary of the Titanic sinking, it's a great year to do this.
Again, tickets go on sale May 22nd, and the show opens on which date?
June 23rd.
Well, we look forward to that. And as always, if someone would like more information about the exact production dates of the Titanic or the specifics on the classes, where can they go?
They can go to foajonesboro.org and see all that information.
Christy Pulliam is the Community Development Director of the Foundation of Arts here in Jonesboro. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.